people of Earth. More specifically, people of Brooklyn. A, apologies for not being able to afford the village. B, welcome to the following live performance of this podcast that is not real. It is all in your mind, even the people in the audience that knew all the words to All Star. But now, welcome to Hello from the Magic Tavern, live from Brooklyn's Bell House, our first live show in 2 years. Now, sit your asses back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. Let me just say, if you've never listened to the podcast before, it's not like if you had listened to the podcast before, it would somehow all make sense. But just in case, this is, and I'm honestly, this is sincerely everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift. Just, it works. Don't. And I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, where we all are now. In the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain. Don't say the name. That's where a lot of people that are like, I'm still on season two, are like, I don't know. In the magical land of Foon. So it's a busy night at the tavern. A lot of people here. It makes me feel extra special to be sitting at the tall table. It's also a sort of a fundraiser night here at the tavern. It's our yearly Chunt for Red October. And to help tell you all about it, it's my good bud, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Chunt, please. Bing bong. And of course, for Arnie, get wet.
And wet to you as well.
I would have preferred, and also wet you, but.
Also wet you.
Large please, Daddy. Arnie, do you ever just like, you're just like walking around doing your thing, and suddenly it feels like you haven't washed your fur in 2.5 years?
Yeah.
You ever have that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is also sincerely what it looks like.
Interesting.
Chunt.
Yeah.
It's such a special night. I know. Like.
Is it?
It is. I was going to say yearly, but there have been a couple of years where we forgot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It's Chunt for Red October.
That's right. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's why I'm wearing a Dracula cape, so I blend in.
And in Foon.
Yes.
What's a Dracula? Is that a...
Are they saying chunt or chug?
Well, that's a good question, because but earlier they were chanting butt chunt, so I don't...
So Dracula, now that I'm refreshed my memory, is sort of the king of vampires.
Okay, all right. That's... It took that long to get there.
Because we've missed a few chunt for Octobers, my bad, I forgot to notify vampires we're at a different tavern now. So they, you know, they died. But I've been trying to do more promotions and contests and pageants. And part of the thing is I've been saving my... can you... Will you feel those and let everyone know those are real? And we've never met before, right?
No, no.
Just give those a squeeze. Make sure they're real. Tell everyone they're real.
Yeah, these appear to be real claws.
Very good. Now swallow those. Trust me. Trust me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give these out to who I think here in the tavern at the Strange Familiar. Someone gasped as if punched in the tummy.
Yeah. So are you going to look out and be like, who here is least likely to throw this away immediately?
Yes. I think Chunt head over here. I think Chunt costume on the end there.
You can tell that one is a chunt because it looks like a skunk.
Shut up, shut up. Do we got any pink polos in the house?
There's a pink polo over there.
Pink polo? Wait a minute. That is Arnie. What the fuck? Hold on, stand up. Turn on the house lights.
Here's the thing. He looks more like me than I do.
Is this fun for listeners at home?
But you know what? We have brought something for all of you. And just like the claws...
Snickers!
There are Snickers.
I mean... It's been 2.5 years. Snickers, Chunt, Snickers.
I would like to introduce my good bud... He's really loud. Usador the Wizard.
Master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas.
Dukakis.
The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonenhook Stangjes. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And also wet to you.
Thank you.
And so I'm sorry, but I was waiting for a while. And I would like you to know that Dracula is not the king of vampires. He is the champagne of vampires.
Must be nice to have had 10 minutes backstage. Arnie, do you think that's a world record on Earth for the most people in one room to say, gas my anus? Can we call that book of yours? Isn't there a book that you have on Earth? It's like a book of beer where a man has very long fingernails and two twins ride motorcycles.
Oh, the gas my anus book of world records.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Got some anus.
Spaghetti. Although, it's funny you bring that up. As you saw her enter and everyone was yelling, I realized we're just a few years away from, the show running itself.
I know. I had much the same thought. If we could just tell them it's starting and they could just yell all the things.
If we taught a duck to press a soundboard... I think we could have an hour-long show.
And we could stay home.
So, Yussi, how you doing, bud?
I am, as always, fighting the forces of evil at every turn. Where'er evil does rear its ugly head. I'm sorry. I thought you were over here. I saw someone over there who looked a lot like me.
Oh.
So we, the two of us, together, one staff in hand, the other with sword, we did see evil ahead of us, and we saw this vampire on this unholy night where we do raise blood for those evil bloodsuckers, and we struck them down, and then we remembered it was a charity thing.
What the fuck?
So we felt a little bad about that.
Usador!
Yes?
Arnie, he keeps doing this. He keeps striking down vampires, and right before he does, there's a smash cut up on his face, and he says, "I'm good." Topical for today.
Mm-hmm. I'll take your word for it.
Stop killing the patrons of this bar of tonight.
Well, it's just, you know, they are evil, and my job is to eliminate evil, technically. Thank you.
Weren't you once a
vampire? One person in the crowd hates evil.
Yeah. It is an interesting litmus test. How many people are just sort of like, "Gas my anus"?
And then you say,
and one
"Let's
person
do something about evil." Yeah. And they're like, "Eh."
Yeah. 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 Yep.
But I'm sorry, Chunt. I'm sorry to ruin your evening. It's not my intent. It is just my nature.
No, it's fine. I mean, you were once a vampire, so...
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Well, fuck me.
So I'm so excited.
I've never seen someone lean over, talk downward into a mic, basically fall asleep, and in the most monotone drone say,
I'm so excited.
I'm not Arnie. I'm not excited. I'm not excited. I'm not excited. I'm scared.
What?
I can barely contain myself.
Because we have other monsters, other who might be, you know, thought of as evil.
Yeah.
Who are coming tonight, and I'm afraid Usador is going to not behave.
Usador.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can we promise tonight no slaying
Ooh.
Anybody in the tavern?
Ooh, Usador's in trouble.
All right, I will make this promise. I shall not smite or slay any evil creatures. But if the first row keeps acting up, I can't make any fucking promises.
Arnie, when you talk to Usador like a child, I want to call him Bluey.
Bluey, oh, hey. Oh, Bluey, if you pretend something, we're going to have to go along with it.
Wait
a second. Is this show Bluey? Just realizing I am Bandit.
Oh, I should say, if anybody has phones on Earth, you can email me at chuntwith6ts@gmail.com. And maybe at the end of this episode, I will... at the end of tonight, I will...
At the end of this psychotic break.
Might read some of the correspondence.
Oh, yeah.
Finally a chance for people to be involved.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Why don't we bring out our first guest?
You know,
Arnie,
I was talking about having more contests and prizes and pageants, and one of the things we're doing this year for the first time is we are crowning sashing, if I might say. We are sashing We're sashing a Little Miss Demon, and I'm proud to announce we have for our guest tonight the very first time recipient of the Little Miss Demon Award. Please welcome this year's Little Miss Demon.
Erythrol, Kalathana, Chaloth.
Usador?
Fine.
Welcome to the show.
Was he smiting me?
No, I was smiting someone I was thinking about earlier.
Yeah. His bark is worse than his smite. Thank you for coming out. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you earned it. You earned it this year.
Thank you. I'm the wickedest little one.
Yeah. And how? We don't typically ask in the forms, but how old are you? That's a joke.
That's just rude.
A joke. That's just
It's just a fun tavern joke. Because I just didn't know, with little, we didn't know how to quantify that. Mm-hmm. Size, youth.
It's size.
Okay.
Size.
Okay. So,
Someone left this.
Oh, that is candy from...
No, thank you.
Oh. Okay.
You don't like candy?
No, thank you. Where can I put it?
Oh, if you just toss it over here to Chunt, he can put it back in his bag. Perfect.
She is a demon. Snickers and beer? That ruins both.
Yeah. What do I call you? What is your... Do you have a name that is pronounceable by the human tongue?
Yes.
Okay. May I hear
I'm
it?
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to do that. Did my reps not...
Oh.
Did her reps...
Oh, I'm sorry. Were there some...
My reps should have sent in advance.
Oh.
I just want to be clear, there's a lot of off-limits questions, so I just wanted to make sure you all know those.
Okay. I know this might be self-defeating, but what are the off-limits questions?
Okay, so like an example of an off-limits question would be, like, how bad are you?
That would have been so fun.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Is it all right to sort of get around that one by being like, what's the second worst thing you've ever done? Okay.
Or we could ask some leading questions like, how many souls have you devoured this week?
Oh, good one.
That's also off limits, I take it.
Well, I think what's happening is we're focusing a lot on her being a demon. What are your hobbies?
Great question.
I'd say grilling.
Okay. Arnie, don't ask grilling what? Don't ask grilling what? Don't ask grilling what? Don't ask grilling what? Arnie, don't ask grilling what?
Grilling who?
I guess just, anyone that... Ribs.
Okay, all right.
We're in safe territory, technically, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody grills ribs. It's not necessarily a sacrifice or something evil.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Every single person grills ribs.
Arnie,
sounds
you
like
it.
We've got a t-shirt.
Arnie, you missed it earlier when Little Miss Demon was sashed. You, sir, wrote a song for it. Sir, do you want to sing the song?
Yes, obviously. She'll keep you screaming, Little Miss Demon. There she comes walking, and keep not talking, for there are certain questions we must never ask. And in now her demonic glory bask.
But why
ask me to sing? But why ask me to sing when Ani's so excited?
Yeah.
I just was told that everybody prepared a different song.
Oh.
I already did mine.
We will get to the songs, but before that, Usador, are you open to notes?
Sure.
Loved it. Front to bottom. Front to bottom.
Front to bottom.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been to the doctor recently?
Yeah, he said you're looking good. Front to bottom.
They missed a part.
So the first rhyme was great. Screaming, and then rhyming screaming with demon. That was a choice. You could have gone demon, to really nail that rhyme down. Instead, you said screaming demon.
And is there a regional difference between a demon and a demon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And you are a...
That is definitely a question you should never ask.
Really? I'm sorry.
Shunt.
I'm sorry.
Is this a situation where she's only here to talk about her new album? And that's it?
I don't know.
Okay. I'd like to hear the other songs now. Oh.
Yes, of course. Yes, yeah. Of course. There she is, little Miss Demon. Boy, oh boy, got those ribs screaming. Gee, oh my, dancing so swell. My OG, straight out of hell. She got the horn, she got the sash, she got the hooves. She got the horn, she got the sash, she got the hooves. She got the horn, she got the sash, she got the hooves. Fuck everybody, but little Miss Demon. And now immediately Arnie's. And now
okay,
immediately Arnie's.
Mine. She's a wonderful demon. Can't you hear her scream on?
Thank you for that.
This song could go on and on, but I am done.
And then, of course, as a prize for you winning, you get to sing a song or not.
Oh, yes. My prize. I am a demon.
I knew it.
I tell you by scream on.
Fuck.
Now, it seems like I got a lot of crap about my song, which then seemed eerily familiar to all of the following songs. I'm gonna smite something so hard after this. I clearly just said after this.
Is it weird, and I heard this before coming in, that I heard a rumor that everyone in the tavern tonight is a librarian.
Why? What makes you say that?
They're like, look, everyone in the tavern tonight is a librarian, but they just need a break.
Hey, just a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is involved in a smiting?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of in your personal experience.
Well, that's a great question, because I vanquish evil in a number of different ways, right? Smiting is just one of them. Often I shall banish an evil entity to another dimension. Often I'll just kill them straight out, just to kill them.
Yeah. There was that, what was that? There's like a 6-month period where you entered a Street Smiter.
Street Smiter?
Yeah. Well, there was Street Smiter 1.
Street
I don't
Smiter
know if they
two.
Called it 1. There's 2,
right,
there's 3.
Right, Street Smiter 2. Yeah, okay.
Rye, you do that. Can you tell us? You drawing a Blanca?
Bye, son. Bye, son. Well, smiting is particularly difficult because it requires you to cast a spell that not only kills the creature or evil entity in question, but also then traps them within an object.
Ooh. Yeah, just kind of curious about your definition of evil.
Well, there's a lot of things I'm not crazy about. But evil, generally, is summoned up by the forces of darkness in the pits of hell, or by the Dark Lord himself.
A lot of my friends are evil, so I was just kind of curious about, like, kind of what you would, I don't know.
Well, I've met many evil people, and you seem very charming and very disarming, and I'm always open.
You can't stop rhyming.
I'm always open and hoping that a demon shall come around to the side of good, and then sit around and eat some food.
No, he got it. He got it.
And it's been a dream of mine for a long, long time, little Miss Demon, to convert someone from evil to the side of good. I've long hoped it would be our nemesis, the evil Baron Ragoon, or one of my sworn enemies, Dripfang. But little Miss Demon, I come to you here today, begging on one knee.
Is he proposing?
Oh my God.
Will you please don't do this in public?
Will
you please be good for us? Join the forces of light and fight evil in all its forms, please. I gotta turn someone.
Arnie, this is insane. I gotta tell you, I'm so excited.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Look at how excited I'm. Look at how excited my friends are. They can barely stand.
I'm so excited. Wow. What's she gonna say?
First, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Oh, that can't be good. Whenever somebody proposes something and somebody says thank you.
And I loved, like, when you got down on that old knee. That looked like it was painful.
It hurt a lot.
I just want you to question why you need to change people.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
No, it's a point well taken. Everything serves a purpose. The three goddesses created everything here in the world of Foon, and who am I to question their grand design? If they wanted there to be evil, then they if they didn't want there to be evil, they wouldn't have created evil.
Arnie, he's spiraling.
but if they didn't want someone to stop evil, they wouldn't have created me. Oh. I'm going to have to think about this.
Yes, sir, would you do me a favor? You know how I have those little skin flaps in my fur?
Yes.
Would you magic me some earth money?
Of course. Eroth Charon Talaha.
Wow, it worked. And then would someone get me a blue moon? Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Chekhov's Blue Moon, you know.
So, if you want to talk about it, do you want to talk about what you did for the talent portion? Because I have never seen that in my life. It was both horrifying and satisfying. It was funny. It was sad. It was everything you could ever want in any sort of talent.
Yeah, I guess I could tell you about it. I practiced for a really long time. Basically, I ate a human pyramid. Mm-hmm. Your blue moon
is here. We should not touch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What is this weird can?
Yeah, don't pretend like you're not going to need that second one.
Wow, you don't need money on Earth, Arnie? Must be nice.
Can I ask, when you eat a human pyramid, what's your process?
Totally. A lot of people would think you'd start at the bottom.
You start at the bottom, for sure.
No, because then it creates a mess.
So you start in the middle.
Excuse me?
So you said you don't start at the bottom, so you start in the middle?
You start at the top.
You start at the top, and then it trickles down from there.
It's basically from front to bottom.
Front to bottom, yeah.
So is it something of like, for every person you eat, two of their friends will get eaten?
No, they watch the person above them as they bear the weight.
Yes.
And then you eat them after they've experienced basically kind of hardship from above.
Wow, hardship from above. Let's remember that if we ever make an album.
Can I ask, do you have anybody terrible in your life?
Are you asking me out?
Whoa, Arnie, whoa. Oh. I'm so excited.
I guess I'm a little, the sash, I'm a little starstruck, I guess. I guess I'm just interested in getting to know you better. Like, that doesn't have to go anywhere. Mm.
Perhaps a little misdemeanor you don't know, but Arnie is a man from another world. He comes from a place called Earth. On this world, there's no magic, and there are no demons, and there are no wizards. And they record these things called podcasts, which is why we're talking into these little ice cream cones.
Oh.
And it's something they do to pass the time because their lives are mostly empty. I got that right, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty
or
much.
They have to do the dishes. Something like that.
And sorry, is this so like the podcast thing? Just curious. So there's like, it just like kind of, is there like, how do you, is it, is there a network?
Oh boy. Well, there, I don't have a short answer for that. First of all, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago.
Wait. Let him say it.
Wait, Arnie.
Oh, wait, no. If we, are you saying...
Don't touch.
If we touch.
Don't touch.
Do not touch. Touch.
No. First of all, I'm going to hold the microphone.
Some years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, where I pick up a Wi-Fi signal. And I'm trying to get home. I'm only at season 3.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. To be fair, Arnie, in their defense, they're only on season 3, so they've only heard that 300 times.
Yes, that's true. Well, hey, the biggest clue that he might really be me is he wasn't entirely sure of how much time had passed.
Yeah. And to be fair, I'm only on season 3.
I'm sorry to do this, but my reps did say there would be 2 songs from each of you.
Oh.
So is that the second song from each of you coming soon?
Well, I'm happy to sing a song as always, but I suppose I don't know, Arnie. Do you want me to wait to sing the song until the guest is here?
That's a good question. We do have another guest. I would have to imagine if there was any singing going on, they would want to be here. John, do you mind introducing our next guest?
Not at all. Yeah, this is another thing we thought to bring into Chunt for Red October, just to kind of get butts in the seats. And I think it's... What was that? Fuck, that's good. Fuck, that's good.
It's really good. It's really good.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And we're
getting butts.
In the seats. So this is a new thing we thought to try out, which is to have inside the tavern an entire haunted house. Please welcome a haunted house.
Oh, my goodness. Is it just me? Is anyone else seeing the way this haunted house is floating gracefully?
That's the only way a house can move. Now I'm setting myself down inside this tavern.
Watch out for the Snickers.
What a wonderful surprise.
Wow, Arnie, they're opposites. And you know what they say about opposites?
We've got it.
They attract.
It just takes longer.
Sorry, Arnie, these librarians are so used to shutting up.
They talk a lot to each other, don't they?
Mm. Yeah, but sometimes they'll ask you out.
You're going to ask me out?
No.
Guys, I hate to say this. I gotta get inside that haunted house.
God bless.
Get to know me first. Excuse me.
So, have you been a haunted house long?
Is this you getting to know me?
It is.
Arnie, let him settle. Old houses need to settle.
It's true.
It's true. No, have I been a haunted house for long?
Yeah. Have you always been haunted? Was there some point where you were just a house?
It's so long ago, I can barely remember it. There was a time, yes, I was a normal dwelling. And then, as you can see, I have 5 ghosts hovering in front of me.
Haunted house? Aside. Feel free.
Aside?
To have an aside.
Oh.
For sometimes when you need to speak, all you need to do is turn to the audience and rant and rave about whatever is stuck in your craw, and then the forces of evil shall fly from your sight, for they fear the power of Usador.
You spaced out
for
a minute.
I'm back.
I'll give it a try, but not quite so indulgent. There was a time I was an ordinary dwelling like any other, waiting to be owned or rented, fairly new, and my shingles still sturdy, my shutters still open, and then a family of 5 on vacation wandered in front of my house. You're right to gasp. Let us simply rest here for the night. And then they all stood on my spiral staircase right in the middle of the grand entrance, but it hadn't been designed to support that many people. The entire thing gave way. And then, if I'm not mistaken, there's another 6th little ghost right here. The dog ran into the house to check on them and just fell. And they were fine until that moment. But when the dog fell on them, the weight of the dog killed them all.
I'm sorry, I didn't get an aside.
Oh, please. Please.
Oh, they're fun.
I just wanted to say hey.
So, you're haunted by vacation ghosts.
Yes, they're different than normal ghosts.
Yeah.
They're far more lighthearted. But as long as they dwell in me, I can never be at peace, and neither can they. I know, look at them. They look happy in this reenactment.
Yeah.
And they are vacation ghosts, but they're still eternally restless.
I will say, one of the ghosts, and I don't know which one it is, what part of the family, there's one ghost that's just kind of like...
Yes. That's son, Oliver.
Your chimney.
I know, my chimney. It's falling apart. I'm falling apart.
Do you want to get an estimate?
Yes, I'd love an estimate of what I might be worth.
Yeah, I'd say based on the roof, the foundation, the spider, I'd say front to bottom, I'd say 350 gold coin.
I'll take it.
Chunt, in this market?
What can I say? Haunted House, we're so glad to have you. Of course, as you've met Little Miss Demon, do you have a song prepared?
Well, it's so funny you bring that up, because I think my entrance interrupted a song from each of you. And I am so sorry to mention that. The nice thing is, all this time talking about me, you've had so much time to prepare your songs.
And I heard they were going to be genre bending.
They're going to be what?
Genre bending.
Genre bending. Genre bending.
Well, yes, of course. Of course, genre bending.
Ooh,
I mean, it would be simple enough to sing a song about... Birds? Birds.
And before you start, know that my genre is going to be covers.
And my genre is going to be unrecognizable.
Setting down your drink's not going to help, buddy.
I believe you may have heard.
Oh, it's like one of those old-timey mountain songs.
But the thing I love
is a bird.
Smart to slow it down so he can rhyme
in
better.
In some places, it may not be legal. But I do love the high soaring eagle. And if your mind it is too narrow, allow me to love a sparrow. Because my heart is throbbing, and I must love this robin. I love birds, I love birds, I love birds, I love birds. I just bent a genre, son of a bitches.
Always smart to have the one who does a voice go first.
Yeah, sorry for buying you time.
All right, I'll go next, and my genre will be rap. Little Miss Demon, Little Miss Screaming, Brittle Miss Keeman, Brittle Brattle, Brattleboro, Vermont, Vermonster, Jen and Barry, Ben and Jerry, Scary Harry, Harry Carey.
Ani.
Let's play two.
Ani. Ani.
Yeah?
Do they have rap on Earth? Have we ever told you about rap and food?
No. What?
It's pretty different.
Yeah. I've got to say, didn't sound like anything I'd ever heard before.
I love how here in Foon, it's more of free association with a clumsy beat.
My genre is going to be instrumental.
Damn it. Damn, that's good.
Wah, wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah 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 wah.
I guess Arnie is instrumental to this podcast.
I think it's great that at least one person on this stage is a great singer and they have not sang.
Little Miss Demon?
No, it's not me.
Would there be any sort of a duet we could do?
No.
No, no. Thought I'd just throw it out there.
Yeah, you did.
Haunted House, I'd love to hear more about your bats.
Yes, Haunted House, tell us about your bats.
Oh, you lost a ghost.
You lost a ghost.
Go into the light.
One of them is free. One of them has been set free. Here, hold on. Go. It shouldn't hurt anyone. Yes.
Wow, that broke someone's nose.
That person isn't excited, but they don't realize this is like the ring. They just accepted a ghost.
Yes. Yes, the ghost is with you now. Good luck with that. You don't understand, though. This has never happened before. The ghosts have never left me before. Maybe if I can get rid of all these ghosts in this one evening, we can call this a successful show?
Yeah.
Well, Haunted House, what do you think caused that ghost to leave?
It seemed like when you were just about to sing.
Yes. Wow. Oh, I think your passion is exorcising the ghosts. So you have to do, 8 songs?
Or, whoa, another one of them just left. Yes. Oh, this was the... I was about to say infant, but no, we'll say this was the dog. This was the pet.
The dog
is finally free. It's just a pet. It's just a pet. The infant stayed home during the vacation. They were a negligent family, but the infant survived to tell their story. Go free!
How many is left now? There's three?
Four.
Four?
Four.
Maybe they're just terrified of setting other people up to sing songs.
Yes. That's very possible.
Maybe this apron is just too well made.
All right.
It doesn't matter who fashioned this apron or how flimsy it is.
They say that in some circles, certainly here in Foon, a single couplet qualifies as an entire song. We've all heard that, haven't we?
Many times tonight.
All right. And this is a song for you, I'm led to believe?
Yeah.
Mine will be a lullaby.
Oh. I'm so excited.
And as each of these moments happen, you can help me by setting the ghost free from my apron, if you're comfortable with that.
Okay.
Find it, house. Find your voice. Yes, breath control from your basement right up through your chimney and into the sky.
I think someone's drowning.
Oh, no. It's one of the ghosts. That's what happened. They drowned in some water in the basement. From my strong foundation to my jaunty chimney, this lullaby goes out to the demon before me.
One of the ghosts.
Didn't make it to a new family. Sorry, friend. Only roses for my demon, including the thorns. What a jaunty little demon you are, especially your horns. That one really doesn't want to lead.
Whoa! Oh, what?
That one was boiled alive and its skin came off first, so that's what's going on there. We'll do the next two together. That ghost goes to its new home, be it old person or kid. I'm so proud of you for eating your way through a human pyramid. We know that the secret, once you start eating, never stop. And you don't start from the bottom. No, you start from the top. They're free. They're all free here. Go, ghost. Go to your new life. Finally, wow. Their vacation has come to an end. Now, I'm just a creepy house with bats.
Wow. You know, sometimes after an exorcism, I feel like I just need another exorcism. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Wow, how does it feel to just be... I mean, I don't want to sound rude, but to be fair, you're now just...
You don't?
Huh?
You don't
want to... I guess there's something about him I want to be a little rude.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
just
this
for
is
the,
your chance.
Just for the contrast, let's hear you trying to sound rude.
I'm so sorry. But I was going to say, you're now just a house. How does that feel? Your identity has been stripped. That's like if Little Miss Demon was just little or just demon.
But I'm not.
But to be fair, you're not.
I'm not.
You're Little Miss Demon.
Yes.
How does it feel to just be a house?
I don't know. I've been a haunted house for so long. They've been with me for so long. I'm just a house again. Maybe now I can finally pursue my dream of being a doctor.
A house practicing medicine?
Stranger things have happened.
Dr. House, I'd watch that.
Can I just say something kind of crazy?
Please.
I also want to be a doctor.
What? So Dr. Little Miss Demon?
Mm-hmm.
Would you specialize in anything?
Yeah, I guess killing people.
Oh.
Well, euthanasia is an important part. People shouldn't be allowed to suffer beyond the point that they no longer wish to suffer.
Yeah, I'd want to make people suffer.
I thought I had a win here. Well, I still think it's a noble pursuit to become a doctor and to learn about anatomy and to help those in need.
And we could work as a team. You could take him out and I could bring him back.
Do you maybe want to practice your bedside manner? Like, would you want
to... Are you trying to ask me out?
Oh, this is so exciting.
No, I'm not... Look, we don't have to put labels on it or anything.
Arnie, to ask someone about their bedside manner, that's like saying, do you want breakfast in the morning?
Look, I stopped myself from saying I wanted to lay that foundation. Like,
Thanks for your restraint.
If you, I don't want to rush this. I can see this is still in its early stages, but if it does work out and you need something of a newlywed cottage.
Ooh.
I'm in the market.
But
you're taking a long time to answer.
I'm just saying, so far, when people walk into that house, they die immediately.
Fair. Fair. I have a troubled past, and I want you to look past all that and make it right.
Yeah.
Also, just stay off the stairs. Live on the first floor. It's not complicated.
So the first floor is completely safe, besides the stairs.
It's a dream. It's huge. It's spacious. It's now. It's modern. Lots of good light.
So what you're saying is there was no ill intent in the death of those people on your part. So that evil is just a thing that happens and not a state of being.
No.
No?
No.
Okay, I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Did someone out there say maybe she's born with it? Because that's a pretty good fucking joke. And I'm sorry to do this, but I have to give you credit for that. Now everyone else, shut up.
Arnie, I have some emails here.
No. I don't.
This first email says,
finally, a venue for people to express themselves on this show.
First email says, I love you, from the first row. Oh, but it's from Laura Mock. Oh, so she's making fun of me. Yeah. Oh, this is from Kyle. Carney says, Arnie copy. What is your favorite grilled rib, Arnie?
Oh, here,
what is
your favorite grilled rib?
My favorite?
I don't know, Arnie, I don't know how to repeat it again to make you understand. It's like five fucking words.
Pork, beef, human, just tell Little Miss Demon.
You know, I like all the grilled ribs.
I didn't ask the question.
No. I like all the grilled ribs, and I'm willing to talk about it more after this show.
This is from Jeremy. Jeremy says, Little Miss Demon, what is your perfect first date?
And Arnie didn't send that email, did he?
Not that I can tell.
How is Jeremy spelled?
J-E-R-E-M-Y.
I always forget how much spelling there is in that song.
What song?
Stop giving him a hard time. Jeremy spoke on email today.
Do you have a perfect first date?
Oh, yeah.
Good to know.
Asked and answered.
This is from Adam. Adam says...
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, oh.
Can you tell us about what your perfect first date would be?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't even think to follow up.
Now you can read the next email.
This is from Adam. Adam says, is Haunted House on the market? Arnie, I think these librarians are horny.
We have to enjoy the timeline right now because that I wonder if that email happened before I literally said the words, I'm on the market.
And if so, no harm to whoever wrote that, but I'll just say, rent for a few months, see what you think. Wow.
That's what they say. Why rent the house when you can get the house for free? Okay.
Is that evil?
Little Miss Demon, are there any particular responsibilities to being Little Miss Demon? Like, is there, like, things you have to do throughout the next year?
Totally.
No further questions.
Here's an email from Evan. Evan says, boys smite. But then, Evan continues. Not tonight, though. Little Miss Demon rules. Are there rules to being a demon? Is there something you could do to like get you kicked out of the league?
Yeah. I mean, kind of like if you get smited.
Yeah. Oh.
It's kind of a thing. So you try not to get smited.
Yeah.
Because if you get smited, if you get smited, then things are not so good for you. Maybe it's not always good to smite. And maybe you want to do a little aside about how you're going to smite some more.
Wow. You sort of, thanks
you so
smiting
much.
Smiting words. But before you smite, there is another email. This is from Jesse. Let's all calm down. Jesse says, what kind of horn care routine does Little Miss Demon follow? Dying over how good they look under the tavern lights. You're all wonderful from Jesse K.
It's Head and Shoulders.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Head and Shoulders?
And ribs.
And ribs? Knees and toes? Is it possible that we've been cursed that we just have to repeat things?
I've been thinking a lot about smiting. And the nature of evil. And perhaps evil is allowing things to happen that I had the power to stop. Rather than sitting idly by while evil is enacted under my nose. Now, by the rules of your contest to become Little Miss Demon, you had to do a talent. You ate a human pyramid. That's pretty impressive. Smite worthy? No. Evil? No. Because everyone consented and knew what was they were getting into. I assume if you're in a demon contest where you form a human pyramid, you're at least a little suspicious or expect to be devoured. I mean, odds are. I mean, you don't go there and go, I'm going to be fine.
Some of them were probably looking forward to it all week. They were like, oh, I'm going to get in a human pyramid.
Right.
I'm going to watch someone get eaten on top of me, and then I'm going to get eaten.
Yeah. Yeah.
This person knows what I'm talking about.
To each their own. But not, you know, but not that.
This is an email from Anne-Marie F. Anne-Marie F. says, I love you. Don't find this rude, but what animal have you not slept with?
Do you find that rude?
I don't find this rude.
Great.
The one animal I have not slept with, there's a few, but the one I will never sleep with, out of respect for one of my best friends, is a starling.
Yeah, fuck them.
Wait, I can?
No.
So, quick question, if I'm allowed to do that.
Of course.
You've never slept with a starling. Have you ever come close?
I've come close, I've come far.
It's probably hard to come close to a starling.
Yeah. Someone here says, a few people ask, can I get a picture? Instead of doing, can we just, haunted house, my apologies. House.
Thank you.
Do you mind coming front and center? And then can we all, if people want a picture, can we all stand in your yard?
Oh, I see. Yes. Gather. Gather in front of my yard. It's been so long since living beings have stood in my...
Guys, you've got to see this backyard.
I work out.
Everyone be super excited.
Great, so I just look like I'm sucking my own dick. Can we give it up again for Little Miss Demon? Woo! Arnie, there's 50 to 70 more emails, but honestly, after perusing them, I don't want to read them.
So what you're saying is you actually read them before reading them?
Well, I was skimming
oh,
for
sure.
non-filth, and we still snuck a few filth
oh,
in
sure.
there. Yeah, sure, sure.
Okay. Hey! I will turn this tavern around.
Look, isn't this what Chunt for Red October is all about? Haven't we all done some things that some people would think were creepy or weird or a little too loud?
Yes.
And I think there's no better metaphor for what's happened here than knowing that at least a few of us are going to leave here tonight and be haunted by what happened for the rest of their lives.
It's so hard to understand this lesson when it's not in song.
Mama, don't feed me no baloney. I want a sandwich, please. I want something thick and dirty. I want a manwich, please. Don't feed me no baloney. I want a manwich, please.
Wow. Arnie, that was beautiful. That was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
I see now. A man which is capable of evil. For aren't all of us capable of evil? It's a decision each of us make. I can't smite all the demons. There may be some good demons, and there may be some evil humans and evil elves and dwarves, and it's not my place to decide who is evil and who is not. It is the place of the goddesses to judge who is evil and who is not. So from this day forth, I will just vanquish, banish, or kill.
Wow. Wow.
I've really Woo! Turned over a new leaf.
Woo!
Progressive. Progressive. Wow. And you know what? I'm feeling a little tinge in my heart, a little tickle, a little burst. I feel like my heart shapeshifted 10 times tonight. And you know what? Forgiveness, old friend, but I don't think you mind. I will fuck a starling tonight.
Yes!
What else?
I feel like each of us feels deep down that if we talk in a reflective way...
Yes.
Maybe that means the show is over.
Is it time for 5 different asides?
Since we started this show, I always had a rule that I wouldn't end the show until half the people booed. And
excuse me.
Hasn't been a problem yet.
Oh, sorry. Little Miss Demon has something.
Sorry. I just think it might be really nice if we ended the show with the 4 of you doing a human pyramid.
I'm so excited to see how this
human
is going to go with 4 people.
Pyramid. Human.
Okay. We all agree. We all agree.
Human. Pyramid.
Whoever has health insurance on top.
Pyramid.
Whoever has health insurance on top.
Human.
No,
pyramid.
No. I have health insurance. Human. Wait. No, no, no.
Pyramid. Human. Pyramid. Human. Pyramid.
I know. Also, I'm tall, but how am I... I don't even want to say what I was about to say.
Pyramid. Front to bottom. Front to bottom. Front to bottom. Front to bottom. Front to...
Yay! That's our show!
is anything more enjoyable than the sounds of a group of people doing something that only has value visually? Trust me when I say that human pyramid lasted at least 8 seconds. And as bottom left, they were a long 8 seconds indeed. User of the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Little Miss Demon was played by special guest Joe Firestone. To learn more about Joe's stand-up, her podcast Dr. Game Show, or her card games Ponderdome and Fruits, check out her website, joefirestone.com. The now unhaunted house was played by Tim Sniffen. And I'd like to say how wrong I've been. All the times I've said the podcast is a form of entertainment that could never achieve greatness. Effortless, nuanced, timeless. What a treat to get a smile and a masterclass at the same time. Unhaunted house, you're doing everything right. Want to see a live show yourself? You're in luck. There's going to be a special Hello from the Magic Tavern Winter Solstice live show in Chicago at Talia Hall on Saturday, December 17th. There's a link for tickets in the show notes. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, like Michael Oxley and Renee Felsch, A Small Voice, Courtney Grimmett, I love when leprechaun butlers support the show, Matthew Killian, Cameron Shells, Jody, M. Scott, Chuck Metcalf, Josh McKee, Paddy with two Ds, oh, you're not the scuba diving authority, thanks for the distinction, Gino, Matthew Brown, Diego Cancel from Puerto Rico, Omar the Horrible, agreed, Caitlin Trullinger Dwyer, and Callie Mack. Patrons get ad-free versions of all episodes, all the spin-offs like Offices and Bosses, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special thanks to the staff of the Bell House in Brooklyn, and also Minnie's Bar, where we hung out afterwards, possibly too long. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.